Needs. That's what we talk about next here on Fesco and Dusty. Damn glad to have you on a Monday morning.
Hope everybody's doing good. It's, we were just talking about it. It's still dark. Like, the sun doesn't come up for another 32 minutes right now. 7:34 sunrise now. I don't like it.
Chiefs go down to San Francisco, or go west to San Francisco, I should say. Collect the victory on the road. Wins are wins. Stack them while you can. We'll get into a hypothetical a little bit later on what they need. But Watson.
Watson, yes!
Goes down yesterday.
Right.
Jaden Hicks, love that interception.
How about that?
Love that kid. Think he's going to be something special. Another Veach find in the secondary.
Yep. And then somebody named Chris Roland Wallace as well yesterday.
Better believe it.
CRW, baby.
Rolling in picks.
Whew.
But the opposite of what I thought would be yesterday is, we'll get into the script as well, as I allude to that. I got one thing right, which is I think I got two things right. The win, and I think there were actually seven targets that Patrick Mahomes hit in the passing game. So,
hey, Yahtzee. Nice.
This show will win you money. But the team is 6-0. The AFC West is all, but I know Denver's hanging around. But you'll play them in a couple weeks. That topic for another day. But wide receiver need is to me is an issue. I think they need to go get somebody. I'm sorry. I just, the car is, there's too many dummy O lights on in the car. Like low oil, windshield wiper fluid's out. Air's a little low in the back rear tire. Mm-hmm. Eventually, that tire is going to blow, and you're going to be in a situation like I was yesterday, where my battery died right at 10 o'clock in the morning. And you know, there are signs that's like giving you indication that could happen. Receiver goes down, corner goes down. Now you kind of have an issue where it's like the team has been affected on injuries only on the offensive side. Right. Yesterday was the first time this year where a defensive guy went down, and now you might be with a third-string cornerback in your secondary.
But the one thing that this organization seemingly has done well over the last, I don't know, 5, 7, 8 years is replace defensive backs, right? You saw, I'm sure, Various Ward leave. You saw Legarius Sneed leave. And the next guy seemingly always steps up. Now mm-hmm. the next guy is hurt, right? In Jalen Watson. So can you manage with Hicks? Can you manage
Watson,
with CRW,
yes!
and guys that filled in yesterday? Or now does this become a bigger need? And does it become a bigger need than the wide receiver? Again, you know, you got to factor it in almost like your household budget, right? Each month, you got $4 million still left to spend for the rest of the year. Do you need to spend that money on offense, or do you need to spend that money on defense? Now, there's a way you can go out and obviously spend that money on both sides of the ball, and it's not acquiring anybody, you know, that's making any money at this point in time, and you may end up having to do that. But I think right now you may want to look for some defensive back help as you're scouring the wide receiver, mm-hmm. you know, market. You may want to go out there and start looking for a little defensive back help from a depth standpoint at this point in time, because losing Jalen Watson, that's a big loss, and it looks like broken ankle. He's probably done for, you know, a considerable amount of time. Andy Reid even said so yesterday, you know, in his post-game press conference, that, you know, we're probably not going to see Jalen Watson for a good period of time. And so now you have to start to wonder, does that become a bigger need for the Chiefs? And the quote was, I think Jalen will be out long-term, Reid said. We think, I mean, I'll see what the MRI says, but I don't think that's going to be great news. And so he left on crutches yesterday and whatnot out of the locker room. So you have to decide for yourself. And you may have a different, you know, kind of way of viewing it than I do, and Mac and Veach and all these guys. Do you consider defensive back now a bigger need than wide receiver? And I will say yes, for one reason and one reason only. Patrick Mahomes isn't on the defensive side of the football, and he does a really nice job of making everybody better around him. They may have to look for defensive back before they look for wide receiver and just say, sorry, Patrick, you do such a good job with everybody on offense. We're going to need some help on defense right now.
Mac, where's your heart tell you? Because I think it's receiver.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And I mean, I understand, like, and the reason it's receiver is because I'm defending everything that you just said. Mm-hmm. They won a Super Bowl with, like, rookie secondaries.
Right.
Right?
Like,
yep. You know, like, I know McDuffie, the play he had on the sideline yesterday where he just knocked the ball.
Oh, my God. Out of Conley's hand. That was just, that was savage.
Which is, it's, by the way, real quickly, it's such a bittersweet situation for me with Trent McDuffie, because I want to see him make great plays, but I don't get it enough because nobody wants to challenge him. And then yesterday when they did down the sideline, they had that little jump ball, like whatever you want to call it, and then he just ripped it out and just stood there. It's like, this is the business I stand on.
Right.
You don't come to my side of the field.
Right. And that was it. They tried him one time and moved on.
And I think that when you look at the situation that you bring up, like, they've always seemingly been able to like, fill that need on their own roster
they've
with
done
defense.
A good job. Right? Yeah, really
like,
good. Yep.
When Justin Reed wasn't in, Brian Cook was leaned on. Now, granted, high draft pick was supposed to be good, and it's going to be the future at safety when Justin Reed is eventually done.
Right.
And you look at when they won the Super Bowl a couple years ago, they had young rookies playing and fulfilling that role. And to be fair, they had played 25 weeks their entire career, and they were getting ready to play the three biggest weeks of their entire NFL career and handle business.
Right, they did.
You're more injured on offense than you are on defense.
No doubt.
And what's made their secondary, I think, great is because of that defensive front. That defensive front causes quarterbacks to scramble, causes quarterbacks to think quicker, which your defensive line gives your secondary a boost because they don't have to cover as long. And when they do cover long, it gives your deep. They're just hand in hand. They're a great component to each other. And this is the first real big injury on the defensive side. I think maybe I'm missing something. I could be wrong, but this is something where I think when it comes to receiver, like you're down wide receiver 1, 2, and 3, and you're down RB1. Kareem Hunt has been fantastic, but you're down 1, 2, 3 receivers. You're down one corner. So the addition to me should be the receiver position because I think Mahomes does need somebody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can talk about how Mahomes has been, you know, meh this year, hasn't been great. But, you know, he can only run like that. I don't want to see him run like that very often.
God, no,
right?
No.
Like,
it was great, but
cool
we don't need that.
It's cool to see him truck a guy in the end zone and stand over his limp body, which... Sorry, that's
Mustafa.
The game. That's the game. That's going to happen to a Chiefs player. That's going to happen to a Ravens player. Whoever gets trucked... That's the initial reaction.
Mustafa wasn't king of anything that night, I'll tell you.
And everything the light touches is ours.
Yeah, I just can't wait to be... Oh, God, I just got blown up by Mahomes.
That's right. And I think in my opinion...
Can you feel
opinion,
the love tonight? No.
No. Is, you know, to me, the biggest part of the additions they need is a wide receiver because, yeah, Mahomes doesn't need as many weapons as everybody else, but he can't have any weapons. And like Max said... Samaje Perine lined up in the slot. Kareem Hunt lined up in the slot. Sky Moore having to go out there. It's like, do you want to see 24 go out there and drop
Not
another pass?
Really, no.
Or would you rather see a guy like Deontay Johnson, Slayton.
Very Slayton.
And apparently the text line, helpful as always, MVS working out in New Orleans.
Because
they're beat up.
Yeah.
And
they're pretty much done for the year, though, too. I was hearing something yesterday. They're pretty much ready to cash it in down there.
Five losses in a row.
Right. Five in a row. Yeah. Chiefs broke them.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah. They don't have a quarterback.
No. And so, to me, long, you know, words of language. Receivers, the addition.
And look, I'm not going to argue that. I think both right now. If you were to go out and acquire a defensive back right now, and you know, somebody suggested to me, our friend Zach Yelba on Infinity Sports Network, he sent me a text yesterday. He goes, I was talking about Minkah Fitzpatrick potentially to the Chiefs last week. And I'm like, that's not a bad addition. Like, if you go out and get somebody at defensive back, you know, you could potentially get better at that spot. Like, I wouldn't care if they went out and added a defensive back. I'm not going to care if they go out and add a wide receiver. I'm here, and if Brett Veach decides we need this, then that's what they need. And if Andy Reid decides we need that, then who am I to argue with the greatest head coach GM combination that maybe we've ever seen in professional sports at this point in time, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever they decide to do, but I think they're going to be looking at both spots this week. I think they're going to be looking at corner, and I think they're definitely going to be looking, you know, at wide receiver, because, you know, now you're looking at a depth chart that has Jaden Hicks as your probably one of your starters, Nazi Johnson going to be in there, the CR W, Chris Roland Wallace, who I'd never heard of until yesterday. Shamari Connor as well. You know, Joshua Williams, who knows where they, you know, go with him. So you've got guys on the roster. Maybe they just allow one of them to step up and do focus all of their efforts on that wide receiver spot. But, you know, just looking around and trying to figure out what they want to do, I think they have needs at both of those positions right now. And if they decided to target defensive back, then they decide to target defensive back.
Our injury doctor, Mackenstein.
I hope the Chiefs take a lesson from this and say, hey, you know what, you can save yourself, and we have the season the Chiefs have, 6-0, but also, like, you don't have to. Like, these were two things that I addressed before the season. A lot of people did, the cornerback depth and the wide receiver depth. A lot of people thought they needed to add in both those positions before the year. Well, oh, no, the Chiefs corners are great. They always next man up. And, oh, no, the wide receiver, but it's Mahomes. It's fine. The offensive line, it's Mahomes. It's Andy. No, like, sometimes you actually do need to help your players in your team out. And I thought that the Chiefs could have addressed one of these things before the season. Now they're going to have to address both. I would say wide receiver is by far the biggest need, though. There's no question to me.
No doubt about it.
Come and Charles Aminu is coming back. The pass rush is going to get a bump up.
Oh, who said we needed to add pass rushers?
Nobody.
Well, I'm saying that'll help the secondary.
That'll help your secondary.
Right.